Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. This morning, we're going to be discussing franchising with Hossein Kazmai, the chief executive officer and founder of Franchise Creator. And Franchise Creator provides a one-stop approach to franchise development, and we're going to talk to Hossein about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. This morning, we're going to be discussing franchising with Hossein Kazmai, the chief executive officer and founder of Franchise Creator. And Franchise Creator provides a one-stop approach to franchise development. Hi, Hossein, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jose. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from the sunny and beautiful Miami, Florida. Franchise Creator is located here in Miami.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love Miami, and it's probably still a good time of year to be down there, right? I guess it's still not too hot yet, right, Jose?
Not yet, but it's getting there. It's almost there.
It's getting there. That's fantastic. I thought, you know, maybe we could just, you know, jump right into it. You know, you have a fascinating and interesting background in franchising. Maybe, you know, you could tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your business background.
Sure. So it's funny because my education background is in engineering. I'm an electronics engineer, and I worked for Motorola for several years back in the day, developing pagers and then later on cell phones. And I got into the franchising world when I first started my own company called GuardaKid. And GuardaKid is a child safety franchise. I started that business in 2004, franchised it in 2005, and I actually grew that business from one location locally here in Miami, Florida, to 175 locations in 11 countries worldwide. That happened in less than 5 years, Marty, and I was able to see that business grow from a very local business to a basically a multi-million-dollar business that had a reach throughout countries that most people don't even know how to point out in the map.
Yeah. No, it's true. You know, I got involved in franchising in 1999, Hossein, and I became very familiar with GuardaKid back in 2005. You know, and there was a lot of press about you guys, and I have a feeling we probably even crossed paths some, you know, point of our lives. But, you know, as far as branding went, I thought GuardaKid was really right up there. I mean, they were definitely one of the top leaders, I guess, in your industry. It was something definitely different.
We did. GuardaKid has been and continues to be ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine, and it's been ranked among the top 500 franchises in the world for the last, as a matter of fact, since it's the first year of inception, and also ranked among the top 100 fastest growing franchises for 2 years in a row. So yeah, I'm pretty proud of that business. It did, it has, and it continues to do very well in its category.
And now today, Jose, I mean, you're working with a bunch of different clients. I mean, who are some of your most, I guess we could say, successful clients for Franchise Creator?
Sure. So, you know, I'm proud to say that here at Franchise Creator, we have franchised businesses from in various industries, from food, healthcare, fitness, even medical marijuana we've done. And some of the success, I mean, quite frankly, Marty, I'm happy to say, proud to say that every single one of the franchises that we've put out there have done very well for themselves. We have companies like Vaporfy, which is an electronic cigarette store that has grown by 30 to 35 franchises in the last 10 to 12 months. We have OrthoNow, which is an orthopedic urgent care center, one of its kind. It's never been done before. This is the first orthopedic urgent care franchise. They've grown by 10 locations in the last 5 to 6 months. Taco Rico in the food business. We have Burrito Box, which is a very, very interesting, very unique vending machine that basically provides hot burritos, cold guacamole, all within 1 minute at a vending machine. So I can name you plenty more, but we're happy to say again that every single one of these franchises have done very well, some a lot more, some a little bit less, but at the end of the day, they're growing at a very fast and steady pace.
What do you look for? What did you see in those clients or those that portfolio that you have at Franchise Creator, Hossein? I mean, you have this knack for identifying these franchise opportunities, but what is it that you look for?
The very first thing that we look for is the ownership of the business. We want to make sure that the owners are committed to the business themselves. In other words, we want to make sure that their passion is there on the owner's side, because at the end of the day, when you franchise a business, there is a marriage being taken place between the owner and the franchisees. And we want to make sure for the business to be successful, for the franchise to be successful, you want committed owners in the long run. And so that's the number one thing that we look for. Number two is the uniqueness of the business, something fresh, something cool that's out there. And then we're also looking for areas that are growing very fast, that are experiencing rapid growth. And, of course, that changes. If you look at the healthcare world, for example, today, in the healthcare world, franchising was unknown 10 years ago. Today, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, it happens to be one of the top 10 hottest franchise sectors. So we look at those top 10 sectors, top 15 sectors, and we look for businesses that offer something different, something unique within those sectors, and then we combine that with the owner's passion. And that's how we've basically signed up clients, and that's how we get that business started and get the franchise concept started.
That's fantastic. I think you're right. I mean, the industry is so important. You know, we've seen that a lot over the last 8 years. We get a lot of emails saying, you know, from people just, you know, saying that, you know, they want to franchise their own business. Can, in your experience, can anyone franchise their own business, and how do they do it?
Right. So, you know, quite frankly, Marty, pretty much all businesses, most businesses, I should say, are franchisable. It all depends. The franchisability of a business really depends on whether the business is really duplicatable, whether the business depends solely on its owner or perhaps some geographical limitation that it has. As long as the business is duplicatable, as long as it doesn't depend on a particular talent that the owner presents, then that business is franchisable. Can anyone franchise their own business? The truth of the matter is you do need a someone with experience. Look, there are plenty of franchises out there in any given field that you think of, but then there are some that stand above the others. There are some that do much better than the others, and it all has to do with how the business, how the franchise was architected in the beginning. So one of the things that we do here at Franchise Creator is that we make sure that we lay the groundwork right from the beginning, meaning that we understand the competition, we understand the sector that the business is in. We do a thorough study of the competition so that we can architect the business right from the beginning so that that franchise can stand above the others in its own field. So that is instrumental in franchising a business, which many owners forget to do in the beginning. One thing is, okay, I have my set of documents, I'm a franchise. But that doesn't ensure success in that particular field. So you got to have the right framework, and that's why you need a professional to help you with this process.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's well said. When a business starts doing well, Hussein, you know, they have the option of, you know, they can expand on their own, or they can go with the, I guess we can call it the franchise alternative. From your experience, why is franchising a good alternative for growing your business?
That's a great question, Marty. And, you know, it's a question that basically every business owner thinks of every day. Mm-hmm. How do I grow my business? So growing a business happens in two different ways. One, you do it on your own as a business owner. You open new locations and so forth and so on. And two, of course, you do it through franchising, which is still unknown to some business owners. But doing it on your own has a lot of problems. Number one, it requires a lot of your own personal money. So every time you open a second and third location, you're investing a significant amount of money back into the business.
Right.
Number two, you're taking on a lot of liability. So whatever liability you have at your location, you multiply that by two or three every time you open your second and third location. The other problem you have is you can only handle locations and businesses that are geographically close to you. So if you're on the East Coast, it's very difficult to open a second location on the West Coast. It's just management of that is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And then finally, it comes down to the fact that there's only so much time you as a business owner have on your hand to be in multiple places at the same time. And before you know it, you begin to hate what you do, and you wish you never did it. And the another big problem in this whole thing is that whoever is running that business for you, obviously you can't be in multiple places. That means you have to hire managers. Those managers don't have a vested interest in the business, which means that they really don't care. So if they're not providing a good service to your clients, you're going to get bad reviews online. Those bad reviews are going to affect your current business, your own the main location, and what have you. So franchising solves all of these problems, Marty, to a point where someone comes to you as a business owner, provides you an initial franchise fee. With that fee, they're making a commitment. They now have a vested interest in the business. They obviously have to spend the same amount of money you did to do the construction or what have you to start the business. So each business owner is taking on that liability, is taking on those expenses that you went through when you opened the location. And they have, because of that vested interest, they're spending a much better time and effort in running their operation, and that's why the business works so smoothly.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You've been involved in franchising for over a decade now, Hossein. I mean, what do you like most about franchising? The majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, most of them know that they want to get into franchising. What do you like most about franchising? Because you have been so successful in it.
Well, for me, this is a passion. I mean, I always tell people, I said, if you all knew what I know about franchising, you wouldn't wait a minute to franchise your business. It is truly a quick and a very easy way to duplicate your business, and frankly, probably the easiest way to get to wealth. A lot of us business owners are working hard. We basically are spinning our wheels every single day, trying to get the business going, and then every year we're seeing 5-10% increase if we're lucky in our business portfolio and our revenues and what have you, and we're kind of happy about that, not realizing that, you know, franchising your business, you know, you can multiply those numbers by 5-10 times more, because all it has to happen is that your business is growing by 2-4 locations every, you know, a few months, and for that reason, the royalties that you're receiving from each location is adding up to be significantly higher than the money you're making at your current location. So for me, franchising is truly the fastest way to get your business to the next level. And then again, another huge thing about franchising that people often forget is that once you're a franchise, the valuation of your business significantly is improved. So if your business is worth X, you know, if you franchise your business and you have a few franchises under your belt, your valuation is probably 10X or even higher.
Well said. Over the years, we've had, you know, other franchise attorneys and consulting firms on the show, Hossein. What sets Franchise Creator apart from an attorney or another consulting firm?
So, Marty, anybody can, any of these entities, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a consultant, they can franchise a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Right.
But the difference is attorneys are legal folks, right? They understand the legalities of a franchise operation, but they've never ran a business before. So they've never ran a franchise before. They've never had to deal with a franchisor franchisee issue firsthand. They've never had to be, you know, hands-on doing things. What we do here at Franchise Creator that makes us really, really sets us apart from everyone else is, like I mentioned in the beginning, we do a thorough study of the competition, of the field, of the industry, before we even roll our sleeves up and get an attorney involved to do the documentation. So the legal documents are still done through an attorney, but it is first architected by Franchise Creator in a way that we understand the market and we understand how it works and so forth and so on. So then we also have a first-hand experience because of my own experience in running GuardaKid, which obviously grew to be 175 franchises. We understand how the market works. We understand how the franchisor-franchisee concerns that are out there and the issues that may come up. So all of those things are actually incorporated in the system, in the franchise operation, so that franchisor hits the ground running from the very beginning. Other franchise consulting firms may not have a first-hand experience having had their own franchise operation. Again, that's something that's very unique to us. Another thing that's very unique to Franchise Creator, Marty, is the fact that we actually sell franchises for our franchisors. So when you franchise your business with us, okay, we build a solid foundation, we build a solid franchise, and then from that point forward, we actually start marketing and franchise and selling your franchise operation so that, you know, you have the same company who put your franchise out there is now showing a commitment in selling it and marketing it.
Which I think is a great service, Hussein, because, I mean, you know this, you know, there's a lot of different services out there, but it seems like it's nice to have you guys doing all these different services because you're already familiar with the franchise, aren't you? So you don't have to go, you know, learning about the franchise all over again, you know? I mean, you've worked with them, you know about them, where, you know, there's other services out there where they have to kind of learn about the franchise. That's all they do is sell franchises, and they have to learn about it all over again. But you were kind of there in the beginning, so, if you know, by helping them sell it, I think that's a wonderful service. And that's not always so easy to do, is it, for somebody who's new to franchising, because it's not a typical sale, is it? It's not like just selling, you know, a slice of pizza. I mean, there's a little bit more involved, isn't there?
It is. It is. It is truly a talent that a lot of people out there don't have. Business owners are experts in their own line of business. That's what they are. We're not experts
right.
in their business. We're experts in franchising. So
right.
we work with these business owners. We understand the business. And then you're absolutely right, Marty, when you say that this is a different sale. Franchise sales are completely a different sale than it is, you know, selling whatever line of business you're in. You have to understand that we're basically selling, in many cases, a $250,000 business to someone, because by the time they buy, they buy the franchise, they're paying a franchise fee up front. They're paying, you know, they're committing to doing the construction and opening a store. If it is a store-based or if it's a home-based, obviously it's less. But they're committing, they're making that commitment, they're making that commitment of changing their life, their lifestyle, or whatever the case is, and it is a different sale. But that's what we have experience in. We have the resources, we have the staff, we have the experience, and that's how we make it happen for our customers.
That's fantastic. There's so much out there today, Hussein, and I'm sure you've seen this, you know, being involved in franchising for over a decade now. I mean, there's just so many choices, and, you know, we find that a lot of our listeners, they just simply don't know where to begin. From your experience, what advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
You gotta like it goes back to the passion. You gotta like you gotta go after what you like. You know, if you're a healthcare professional, then that's the avenue, that's the area that you want to concentrate in. There are franchises for everyone out there. You know, there are restaurant franchises for people that care in that to work in that industry. There are, fitness franchises if that is what your passion is. But at the first thing first, you've got to look at what your passion is. What is it that you want to do for the rest of your life? And, you know, concentrate in that area. Second thing you got to do is, quite frankly, you got to look at your pocket. You got to look at what you can afford to spend. Certain franchises are more expensive than others. You know, home-based franchises that don't require a location that obviously are less expensive to get going. But then they produce usually a little bit less income. So you've got to understand, you know, what you want to spend and, you know, what area you want to be in. And the other thing that you want to look at is where the market is headed. You know, you don't want to buy into a franchise operation that is dealing with an industry that is has a downward path as opposed to an upward path. In other words, what's hot today? And that's the area that you want to get into. Or at least it's going to be hot for the next foreseeable future. That's what you want to get into.
I think that's well said. So I can ask you, because you're the founder of the company, I mean, what is Franchise Creator working on now, and where do you see the company maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, Hussein?
Oh, we are working on a lot of cool concepts. We are doing a lot in healthcare. We're doing a lot in different avenues. Like I mentioned, there is a lot of, you know, the industry has changed significantly since I got into it many years back. We're noticing there are areas that are growing that, you know, five, six, 7 years ago were non-existent in the franchise world. I mentioned medical marijuana as being one of them that has been very hot in franchising. We're doing a lot in healthcare. We're doing actually today a franchise by Dr. Miami, actually one of the well-recognized names in the plastic surgery world out there. We're doing that franchise that's going to be available for to be marketed within the next 30 days. We're doing a very unique procedure, a franchise that offers a procedure for the treatment of prostate cancer. Some of these, again, many years back, no one thought were franchisable, but we're about to release that franchise in the next 30 days as well. We're doing a work on this, one of the franchises that we'll be introducing in the next 60 days is a concept called Physical Therapy Now. And then tax businesses are growing very much, and we've seen that in some of the existing tax franchises, tax filing franchises. So we're doing some of those. Tax Pros is one that we're very proud of. That's going to be introduced in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So one of the things that we enjoy very much is that we work completely different categories, from pool services to pizza to ice cream to healthcare, from plastic surgery to other medical related franchises. There is exciting 60 days.
That's fantastic. It sounds interesting. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information, Hossein, on becoming a franchisee and all the other different services that you guys provide? Any websites that you like them to go to?
Of course. You know, if any business owner is I would invite you to go to our website at www.franchisecreator.com. So it's franchisecreator.com. And then you can also email us at info@franchisecreator.com. Whether you're interested in franchising your business, whether you're interested in buying a franchise or looking at some of the exciting franchises that we have, that would be a fantastic place to start with.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you once again for coming on the show, Hossein. I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to add to your portfolio. I think you guys have a great service, and this has been a wonderful interview.
Thank you very much, Marty. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Hossein. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Ellen Dunn, who is a franchisee to the Wild Birds Unlimited franchise system. And frequently on the show, we'll ask our guests, why franchising? Why did you go into franchising? And I thought Ellen's answer was really unique out of all the guests we've had in 6 years. She spoke about the importance of having relationships, and you know, she even thinks of the franchisor and her fellow franchisees as friends. So I thought that was very clever. She also took an assessment of what, you know, maybe her possible weaknesses were and her strengths, and you know, she says that the franchise can help her with things like advertising or marketing, which, you know, wasn't really in her background. So we're going to play that clip for you right now and enjoy this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Here we go.
When I left me and started my own business, I always had a corporation behind me.
Right.
And I knew that I needed someone that could offer me all the things that I didn't get from the corporate world. And after
right.
interviewing several other franchisees, I knew that WBU was where I was going to get all the things as a small business owner that from the corporate world that I couldn't get on my own, such as the HR and the marketing.
Right. So you were sold or you were convinced on franchising right away, Ellen. You kind of like knew that, you know, you wanted to be an entrepreneur, but franchising was probably the best alternative for your situation.
Correct, because I didn't, you know, I didn't have all the expertise for mainly
mm-hmm.
the marketing, the advertising.
Sure.
Because I always, as I said, I always had a corporation behind me at my other jobs. So I didn't know how to go about doing all those things on my own. And a franchise is the best way to get those items.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Did
you know the category was going to be retail, Ellen? I mean, there's like 80 different industries, a Wild Birds Unlimited franchisee.
Well, that was one of the things I was nervous the most about going out on my own
mm-hmm.
was missing relationship building, because
yeah.
again, coming from very large corporations,
yeah.
I was worried about not having friends.
Sure.
I must say,
that's interesting.
I have tons of friends. All the different store owners, building the relationships with all the store owners here in New England and
right.
across the United States. I just have lots of relationships, and the relationships at the Franchise Support Center. I can pick up the phone at any time and call any number of people to talk to and bounce off, you know, crazy ideas that I might be coming up with, and they'll either laugh with me or think that it's a great idea or
right.
tell me I'm out of my mind. And it's just been a wonderful support
yeah.
group. And there are people to talk to when you need those different supports, whether it's crisis management or whether it's just somebody to talk to. There's always somebody around that you can talk to or go out and spend an evening with. There's always somebody there to do that. And I really
That's
didn't
great.
Think I was going to have that support group anymore.
It sounds like it's the culture, too, at Wild Birds Unlimited that you enjoy, too, Ellen. And listening to, you know, I've never, you know, in the 6 years of doing that show, I like how you mentioned, you know, use the word friends, which I think is very powerful. You know, the relationship with franchisees and also the relationship with the franchisor. I think that's very powerful what you said. So I think that's fantastic, you know. And it sounds like, as you said, there's always someone to talk to, and you wouldn't get that if you did this on your own, would you? You know, if you called it, you know, Ellen's Birds Unlimited, you know, I guess it would be a lot more lonely experience.
Right. Yeah, so and they are my friends. I mean, Paul is right up there, and I'm just not saying that. Paul's up there, and I mean, any number of them. I mean, I look at them all as my friends, and whenever I think of coming to the, you know, the end of this relationship at some point, it to me, it's going to be incredibly sad because they're all my friends, and I value all their friendship, and I value their knowledge. They have great ideas. I don't always agree with their ideas, and I don't. And they always go along with that, and they accept when you don't agree with them. I don't know. They don't always like it, but you know, and they always accept the criticism. And I think in sometimes they let you go away on your own, and whether it works or whether it doesn't work, that's accepted, which is good to know.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.